105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
The government has confirmed their plans to cut the funding to community pharmacies over the next 2 years. This obviously hasn't gone down very well with pharmacies across the UK and, of course, locally here in Cambridge. Rita Barley, can you tell us how this will affect pharmacies and, obviously, more important, the patients and customers who use them?
Absolutely. We're really concerned that these cuts will affect the ability of our community pharmacies to deliver the services that local people rely on.
Is it a massive cut?
It's a significant cut. If the average figure is 12% over the next 4 months, for pharmacies who are already running efficient businesses, it's a significant cut.
But your members, I mean, they're professional people, they're clever people. Can they not diversify their businesses to cover this cost?
They may be able to diversify, but it's whether that's in the interests of the local population. Because what we're interested in is developing NHS services that really support the people that need it.
For how long has your body been negotiating with the government over these cuts and trying to get them to turn back on it?
It's been nearly a year that we've tried to show the value of community pharmacy, and the sector is really keen to develop and change with the modern world. As recently as just since last year, we've had the flu vaccination service, and our pharmacists have adapted to delivering that service. And I think nationally the figure's about 600,000 already for this season.
Anil Sharma, who's obviously known to, I would imagine, a lot of Cambridge 105 listeners, you are a pharmacist here in Mill Road in Cambridge, bang in the heart of the city. You're also a member of the East Anglia Group for Pharmacists, and you've been a part of this negotiating committee. Are you frustrated?
Yes, to be honest, we're very frustrated. It will really affect our patients in the local community to a huge detrimental effect. We do lots and lots of services that are free of charge, and we are the only healthcare provider on the high street that is available without an appointment. You can come to a pharmacy, speak to a pharmacist, get independent, impartial advice, and we signpost lots of patients to different medical providers, and we also treat lots of patients as well every day of the week. So we are already running, as Rita said before, a really efficient service. And these cuts will affect this pharmacy here on Mill Road by 15% from December the 1st to March the 31st, 2017. And that's a huge amount, to be honest.
Can you describe any particular services you feel this will affect and in which way it will affect your customers?
Yes, so we run a free prescription and collection service at this moment in time from all the practices in the Cambridge city centre, where we can collect your prescription from the surgery and deliver it to your home or your place of work, which we don't charge anything to the patient for doing that service. And with the amount of cuts that are proposed and possibly going ahead now, that we will find it difficult to run that service free of charge. We also do another service where we put patients' medications in like medication trays for people who have compliance issues, and that service is completely done free of charge as well. But we may have to start charging for that service as well due to the amount of cuts that are proposed to happen from 1st of December.
Are there many people it's going to affect?
Yes, I think so. There's lots of people who, in places like Cambridge and especially in Mill Road, who are very busy, who are commuting to the station, who do not have the time to go to the doctor. And they'll come in here for free advice and collection of medicines and various things like that. And with the cuts being so significant, the last thing I want to do as a business owner is decrease my staffing levels. But if we cannot save the money by doing other services or increase revenue by charging for services, the last thing we will do is reduce staff levels. But if that's what has to be done, I will have to take that serious choice of reducing staffing levels. And that's one of the issues that could happen from, you know, these cuts, essentially. And it could also lead to closing down of some pharmacies. And the government are well aware of that. They are very, very aware that some pharmacies will be closing down.
Can you not diversify your business to cover that cost?
We have already diversified this business here significantly. We do private vaccines for travelling abroad. We do private health checks. We have one going on today, which you've just seen. And we do lots of other services. I can go on and on, but I don't want to carry on. That essentially we've tried to diversify. Having said all that, at least 80% of our revenue and our income comes from NHS prescriptions. And because of the level of cuts, that's going to affect 80% of our revenue. So however much we diversify, we still have a National Health Service here that people use, and it will affect us.
Daniel Signer, MP for Cambridge here. Is this just something pharmacists are just going to have to accept, and it's just a fact that we're in a times at the moment with big cuts happening everywhere?
No, we don't just have to accept it. And the government's facing both ways on this, because they're asking pharmacies, community pharmacies, to do more to help out, particularly hard-pressed accident and emergency services. They say to people, come to your pharmacist rather than go to A&E or your doctor. But they can't have it both ways, because Anil just explained. If they're going to have to cut services, that's going to make it impossible for that to happen. So we're putting a lot of pressure on the government. We've asked questions in the House of Commons. We've had debates. And we're going to keep pressing on this, because I think many Conservative MPs as well understand the value of community pharmacies.
The government say they're doing this because they do need to save money.
Well, all governments are always looking for efficiencies, but shutting thousands of community pharmacies will end up costing more, not saving money. And I'm afraid it's a typical Conservative approach. They think they can cut and save money. Actually, it doesn't achieve it. And the way you need to do this is actually talk to people who are involved, come to a proper agreement. Of course, community pharmacies understand that everyone's looking for efficiencies, but my experience of these businesses is they are already pretty efficient.
So what's the next stage for people like Anil?
Keep pressing. This is one of the biggest petitions we've seen in the National Health Service. I received a petition from local pharmacists some months ago. That was part of the 2 million people who have stood up for local community pharmacies. And when you've got that kind of pressure, governments have to listen.
So if Anil's customers and the patients who come here are the same as other from other pharmacies around the city, what do you suggest they do?
Keep pressing. I'm a Labour MP. I'm obviously going to be defending our National Health Service all the time. Some Conservatives need persuading as well. But it's a fairly narrow majority the government's got, and I think they can be knocked back.
Now, this story really has sort of speeded on a little bit, hasn't it? Because since your press release went out, things have started to happen in Westminster.
Yes, we've upped the questioning. The Health Minister was in the Commons last week, putting in not a very good performance in a lot of people's view, fairly contradictory answers, and we're going to press harder. And we think, as I say, that we've got a real chance of knocking them back.
So, Anil, if you had the Health Minister's ear this afternoon, what would you be saying to him?
I'd be saying that this decision to cut pharmacy funding is a really poor policy decision. Essentially, the money that you could potentially save in pharmacy, they will spend more than that in hospitals and in GP surgeries, since patients will end up visiting them more, and that per patient costs more to the government than visiting a pharmacy.